It's 8:56, 70 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Lots of green on the board on the grain side, with soybeans leading the way on this Tuesday. To tell us all about it, Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we were floating along up a little bit, and all of a sudden, boom, beans drug us a lot higher. We had the May beans hit 9.78 and a quarter. They're 9 off that right now, still up 14 and a quarter at 9.68. The November's hit 9.89 and three quarters. We're at 9.81. They're up 13 and three quarters. It's thought that we have major fund buying on thoughts of less crop coming out of South America, and also then fund buying in corn and beans, pushing them higher. We have May corn at 3.84 and a quarter, up 3 1/4, 1 1/4 off its high. December hit 3.94 and a quarter and a half. We're still at 3.94 and a quarter, up 4. And we have May wheat up 6 1/4 at 4.78 and 3/4. It hit 4.80 and a quarter. So beans, a major up move. We're still up 13, and we were up 21 to 22 here in the last half hour. We have hogs for June at 78.37, up 55. June cattle down 40 at 118.77. And the May feeders down 75 at 145.35. April gold, $12.54, up $21 an ounce. May silver at $16.97, up 72 cents. The June mini Dow at $17,994, up 68. The S&P is up 8 at $20.95. May crude oil, $40.32 a barrel, up 54. And the bonds down 1 at $165.11. Beans dragging corn and wheat on a smaller South American crop and fund buying. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. It's always good to hear from Pete on a Tuesday morning. And glancing at Wall Street here briefly on this Tuesday morning, the Dow up 57 points right now, trading at 18,061. The S&P up 7 at 2,101. NASDAQ being dragged lower by Netflix. That's right now at 4,950. And let's take a look at your forecast here locally. Mostly cloudy skies today. A slight chance of a shower or isolated thunderstorm popping up this afternoon with a high of 79 degrees. South winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. Again, a slight chance of a shower or isolated thunderstorm. The low 55. Then the rain chance increases significantly tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. Rain likely by tomorrow afternoon. Again, a thunderstorm could pop into the mix as well with a high of 71 degrees. South winds 5 to 15. Rain likely for tomorrow night, the low 56 with south winds 5 to 15. Chance of showers lingers into Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 70 degrees. A little bit cooler for the day on Friday, but plenty of sun with a high of 64 degrees. And it looks like we'll keep dry conditions through the weekend before a chance of rain pops back in Sunday night into Monday. Currently 71 degrees right now at 8:59. A reminder, we are in the middle of our Spring Forward radio campaign here at AM 580. We've got a goal of $90,000 to raise by April 26th, which is a week from today. We're already almost to $38,000. We've got a special incentive for you to give right now. Some special friends of WIOL have created an incentive fund this week. And for every new gift we get this week, up to 200 gifts, they're adding $50 to our campaign total. That includes new and upgraded sustaining gifts. So thanks to Ann Drasnan of Springfield, to Ernie and Lois Gullerud of Champaign, and to Alethea and Curtis of Champaign for supporting this fund. Go to willpledge.org right now if you'd like to give us a hand.